Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Henry, crazy how much easier Manchester United has it in the Europa League compared to last year. Liverpool had to go through Borussia Dortmund and Sevilla. And Main Stand Red said Europa League last eight is a joke this year. Tony Scott, is it? Is it a joke?
It's a competition I wouldn't mind being in myself. It's a gateway into the Champions League, isn't it? We all seen how close Liverpool were last season, and I think it attracts a different type of player, doesn't it? So if Liverpool would have won that Europa League last season, I guarantee the players that they have bought in the summer, they'd be a lot higher class.
I don't think if you're in the Champions League, the Europa League, you actually care what other teams are in it, do you? You're only focused on getting to the final and winning the thing. In fact, if they are easier teams, you're probably a little bit more G'd up by that if you're Manchester United.
I think it's a fans' competition, isn't it? They're more interested in going to your Germanys and all these foreign countries just to go and have a few slaps, isn't it? I just think that's the way I think about it as a supporter. Now you're looking at it and thinking, oh, let's try and get away to Holland, let's go away to Germany and Spain, places like that, and so we can have a Thursday night. So I just think personally, I think that's what fans treat it as. I think the football clubs will start getting serious on it when it comes to the quarterfinals, thinking, hang on, not being funny a minute. It's probably more easier to win the trophy than finish in the top four, which you'll get a gateway into the Champions League next season.
Right, you brought Sam in. Sam works for he's on the Liverpool Echoes.
He is.
Panel.
Yeah, he is.
He's a red on the Liverpool Echoes panel. Did you go to the Europa League final, Sam?
I didn't go.
No? Did you enjoy the Europa League?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Let's face it.
What do you like about the Europa League?
Well, you're in Europe, and if you're not in the Champions League, it's better than being in nothing, isn't it? You want to be in the big European competitions.
You want to be in something, and that's what Manchester United fans will be thinking.
Of course, Mourinho goes. You look at where Jose Mourinho's gone, he always goes to that first trophy first. Get that in the bank. Sends the winner mentality out. And when you're thinking about it, he's a bank, we can go and win another European Cup. And it's the message, it's your CV. And you look at these managers, Rafa Benitez is another one. Get these trophies on board. Look at my CV at the end of it. And when you look at it, and the whole top and bottom of it, I know money dominates football these days, but the be all and end all is you want to win trophies, and that's what you do. The more competitions you're in, the more chances you got to do in it.
I love the fashion in which Rafa Benitez won it with Chelsea, because they hated him. They absolutely detested him. And when he won that final, he basically just turned his back on all the fans, didn't he? So when he won the Europa League for them, didn't he?
Yeah.
He just said, turned away from the Chelsea.
There's your pot and I'm off.
Yeah, we've still got no association with each other. Bye.
You totally forget about Rafa Benitez being in charge of Chelsea, don't you? We just didn't see it coming at the time, did we? So I think, listen, another European trophy for Rafa Benitez's CV, and that's why he's gone on to further things.
Right, let's talk about Everton, Koeman and Romelu Lukaku. What do you make of Ronald Koeman's press conference yesterday?
I thought he was brilliant. I thought he dealt with the situation fantastic.
Two situations,
He was bombarded, really, wasn't he? He must have knew what was coming. He must have been going to bed Wednesday night thinking, I'm going to be getting literally bombarded with questions from the reporters and journalists that was in there. And he dealt with it brilliantly. He was battered. He shows he was in charge there. He said, listen, I'm the boss. No player is bigger than this club. And he told Rom, in a nutshell, basically, shut your mouth. Start scoring goals. Transfers have got nothing to do with you. Don't question this board's ability. Don't question Everton Football Club. We've done a lot for you. Now, your job is to pay to score goals. You've got 2 years on your contract. Deal with it. And I thought he was fantastic. Everton Football Club have got a fantastic manager. I thought it was really refreshing to see.
The irony in that is you're a journalist who probably would go in front of Romelu Lukaku and try and get that story out of him, Tony.
Of course. Well, that's the journalist's job, isn't it?
And we all want to read that story. We're all interested in hearing Romelu Lukaku's thoughts.
Well, he's been the talk of all week, hasn't he? Since he's done that interview on Wednesday, it's come to fruition what he wants. And I just think Romelu Lukaku's using this as an excuse to go. Now, if Romelu Lukaku comes out and says, listen, I want Champions League football in the summer. I've stayed with Everton for four seasons. I'm no closer now than when I started playing for Everton. Fine, Everton would hold their hands up and say, yeah, fair play to him. He wants to go on to bigger and better things. But to use an excuse and to say that he's questioning the board's ability to sign players and to question the board's ambition, well, I'm sorry, I'm not having that. It's just an excuse that he's going to get fans on the side, and it doesn't wash with me. Everton Football Club have gone from 11th to 7th in the space of a season. They've signed Morgan Schneiderlin, 25 million, Yannick Bolasie, 30 million. They spent all kinds of money. They're on the brink of a waterfront stadium. They've got some of the best youngsters in the league. Now, in the shape of 12 months, I think Everton have come on leaps and bounds, and I don't think Romelu Lukaku has timed this. He hasn't looked at it. And if he was to question Everton in 10, 15 years ago, when he was selling Lescott, Rooney, Arteta, I'd say, yeah, fine, fair enough, he's got a point. But to question the boards and Everton football club ability and the ambition, I'm not having it.
So where are Evertonians' heads at? Because before he released his statement, so when we heard there was a statement coming out, everyone was giving him pelters.
Yeah.
Then he releases the statement and all of a sudden it's, Rom's saying what we're all thinking. And then Koeman talks yesterday. So actually, are Evertonians sympathetic in any way with Romelu Lukaku? Will he get a warm welcome at the weekend? Will there be a slight backlash? How do you feel the relationship is now between the player and the fans?
It's a tricky one. It's one that I'm looking forward to seeing on Saturday. It could go either way. I think if he doesn't perform, I think the fans are going to get on his back, which they should do anyway, because every player should be performing when they put that shirt on. If he does, then Evertonians are going to appreciate him while he's got him till the end of the season, more than likely. He's not going to sign the contract. I think Everton could offer him the world, and I still think he doesn't want to sign it. He just wants Champions League football, and that's fine. But I think it's going to be interesting on Saturday to see that chemistry and that bond that he's got with the supporters. And I think it could turn with one or two dismal performances from him.
All right. And he dealt with the Ross Barkley situation in a very different sort of manner. He was stark and clear with what he was getting across, but it was essentially a sign or you're out.
Yeah, I think
statement. Was it that far?
I think he's probably reluctant to talk about Ross more than Rom. I think he's seen the situation with Lukaku thinking he's going in the summer. I can deal with that. But I think the Ross one, it will add the detrimental effect this will have on Everton if the two players did go in the summer, it would be catastrophic. I think he knows, listen, Ross, sign this contract. We need it. He's put it out there. He's put pressure on him. Listen, there's a contract there, sign it. We'll deal with this next week. But I think he's put enormous amounts of pressure on Barkley and his representatives to sign this contract more than the Lukaku situation, because I think that'll just help itself in the time.
I'm not sure I've seen a manager give such clarity in a statement about an individual, you know, saying sign or we'll have to sell you. I don't think I've heard that before from a manager. It is quite refreshing.
You very rarely see honest managers in the Premier League. Do you? They always try and batter over a story or try and, I don't know, not lie through the back teeth, but literally paper over the cracks. But Ronald Koeman will say it as it is, like it or lump it. Some people don't like it, but it's far cry from what we had last year with Roberto Martinez, didn't it? So I think it's chalk and cheese, and I think it's so refreshing to see an Everton manager just speak the truth like that.
It's quite funny. We had Ozzy on the show last night doing the legends, and off air he's talking about Roberto and the team talks. And if only I could share some of that. It was absolutely brilliant dressing room tales from Leon Osman. Right, so this weekend, Hull Everton. What's Scotty Betts looking at?
Well, Everton 1-2. Hull City 7-1, so a little tenner on Hull, get your 80 quid if you fancy that. Not for me. Only Liverpool, Chelsea and Tottenham have picked up more points on home soil than Everton this season. They're the third best when it comes to Everton victories on the road, at home. So Goodison, bit of a fortress this season. Everton haven't lost to Hull City or Goodison Park since 1952, so they have an excellent record against Hull. Omani Yass, our friend, he can't play against Everton, obviously, because he's on loan.
He's dynamite, that lad.
He is, isn't he?
I think never have moved him on.
He scored more goals than Daniel Sturridge, believe it or not.
Would you believe? Most people have.
Now, when you're looking at this one, though, Hull have conceded 10 penalties this season. Hull have also conceded a league high of 70% of their goals in the second half this season as well. Expect Hull to tire the longer the game goes on. They look great in the first half hour, but the longer the game goes on, 70% of the goals they conceding coming in the second half. So I think where we're going in this one is the two bets that I do fancy in this one is Everton to score in both halves, that's 7-5, and two or more goals in the second half, that's 6-5. They're my two bets for this one.
And do you know what? Everton got the best record of scoring late in the Premier League, haven't they?
Yeah, right up there with Arsenal, I think.
Yeah, I think it's way ahead of Arsenal. I read something out the other day. They are sort of clear favourites. I think it shows sort of fitness-wise how far Ronald Koeman's taken them.
Well, that's a far cry from last year when there was questions asked of the Everton players when they looked physically out of shape. Now Koeman's whipped them and said, listen, look where you are. If you're scoring late goals, it only proves where your situation is.
Roberto, where are you? Sam, what do you think about Liverpool this weekend? You confident with the trip to the Man City?
Yeah, we've got a great record against the top six side, so we've got to be confident, but Man City, they play in a very similar way to Liverpool. I think there'll be goals by both.
What does that mean? Erratic?
Defences all over the place. Yeah. I think it's going to be just interesting, just speaking to Sam coming in. I think it's going to be interesting how the two teams shape up for this. I think Jurgen Klopp will be reluctant to fly at Manchester City. Yeah. Say, listen, you have the ball and we can pick it off. Manchester City's forward five, I can't see them shaping back and Mark and Lallana and players going forwards. I think this will work into Liverpool's hands, and the records against the top six, it tells you everything you need to know. It's the teams that sit back against Liverpool, they find it hard to break down. So I think if it'll suit Liverpool, if Manchester City come at them, and Liverpool can pick them off on the counter.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.